Thanks, Jay. With that overview, we're now going to focus on some of the more detail-oriented, or what I call blocking and tackling aspects of going through a job search or a career transition. And since LinkedIn profiles are your virtual representations to the world, that seems like the best place for us to start. Now that your resume is in order, you've got that duck in a row, it's time to really focus on this LinkedIn profile piece. Oftentimes, we know that people are now even hired directly from LinkedIn profiles. Resumes are, may or may not even be viewed, or potentially are only viewed at a late stage of the process. Similarly, if your resume is the first thing someone sees, very frequently they will go directly to your LinkedIn profile to check that out. So it's important for you to sync it to your resume, make sure it aligns with your resume, and to make sure that it is set up in a way that optimizes your success in finding a new position. So the goal of the LinkedIn profile, in addition to representing you well and presenting a first good impression to the world, is to make sure that you're findable to people who are looking for people. And to that end, we absolutely encourage you to code your profile open. LinkedIn allows you to do this in two very different ways. The first way, as you can see from this slide, which has my profile here as an example, is to code yourself open to all LinkedIn members. And that's when you get that little green collar around your profile photo. Arguably, LinkedIn could have done a better job on the aesthetics with this, but in truth, it is a very effective mechanism to let people know that you're open. When Jay and I are doing searches and we see this, it tells us right away that this individual will most likely be receptive if we reach out to them with a new opportunity. On the other hand, if you're currently working in a position or in a career transition that you know is going to take some time, and you really don't want everyone in the world to know that you're open, particularly the people you work with, LinkedIn allows you to code your profile open to recruiters only. And what that actually means is it is open to anyone using the recruiter platform, which is the platform that we use to do searches. So it's likely to be, I know in our case, our personal platform and our recruiter platform absolutely don't speak to each other. There's a firewall up between them. So for most of you, you're using a personal platform, and most of the people you know are using that platform. This allows only people using a recruiter platform to view you as open to work. And it's not immediately obvious. It comes up in two different ways. If we put in a search parameter that requests only people open to work, you will come up in that search. And on your profile, it actually will say to us that you are coded to open, not to everyone, just to us. So we've heard some resistance to this with the concern that, are you sure someone from my company in HR won't see it? LinkedIn does say that they do their best to ensure that. In all the years that we've been using LinkedIn, which is since its inception, we have yet to hear of someone who's run into a problem with that. It seems to be pretty reliable, and we would encourage you, therefore, to use that when, in fact, you are open to work but don't want everyone in the world to know. In addition, you can indicate the job titles that you are interested in. And here, we encourage you to use as many as you possibly can that would fit for you. And as we've spoken about, use functional titles in addition, perhaps, to an actual title so that you're broadly including all types of jobs that may be appropriate for you. When it comes to job location, which they're going to require you also add, we suggest you go as broad as possible. On my profile here, you can see I've used Hamden, Connecticut, which is incredibly specific. For some people, their location is very specific. They want to be close to where they live or close to a particular location, and that's perfectly fine. But for those of you who are open to a broader geographic area, and many people are now, especially with hybrid work situations, use the largest geography that works. I would probably, if I were in an open search, use either Connecticut or metropolitan New York. And if you're open to remote work in any way, including hybrid work schedules, I would check the box that says I'm open to remote work. Finally, it's a good idea to indicate how actively you're applying or when you're available by checking the box immediately. I'm actively applying. People who are looking know that you won't be looking for a long start date, and that can be important. Some people have an immediate need and they want to know that you're very available. Of course, it doesn't mean that if you have a vacation planned in 2 weeks that you can't take it. But in general, it does imply or indicate that you are in an active search. Okay, moving on to a broader look at how to get going.